This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for joining me today. I can't believe that a year has passed since I last sat in the room that I'm in right now. I'm in the Röntgen Bar in the centre of the capital, and I'm back with Steinþór Helgi Arnsteinsson to talk about the Innipúkinn Festival, which is next weekend. It doesn't seem like a year.
No, it does not. But here we are,
yeah, here we are.
And very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, how was last year, firstly?
I planned the whole thing.
Yes.
I got it started, and then I went to a wedding in Berlin.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard that people had fun.
All right, so for anyone that didn't hear the conversation last year, if you don't know what Innipúkinn is, one of many festivals taking place over the summer in Iceland. Let's just reset with that. So how would you describe what the festival is and does?
Well, like you said, this is a huge travel weekend for Icelanders. And Innipúkinn actually means the indoor devil, which is a word that we use for people that just want to hang out inside and not go anything outside to do anything, like sleep in a tent or anything like that. So it first started as a music festival for people that didn't want to go outside of the city and just wanted to, you know, go see concerts and then go home to their beds. This is what it is. It's just like many would say this is the best weekend to be in Reykjavik, as all the losers are outside tenting, and the cool kids are here. Yes. in town, enjoying the best of what Icelandic music has to offer.
And I think in a way it sort of boils Reykjavik back down, or downtown at least, back to what 101 maybe used to be 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, for sure. We try to capture definitely that spirit, and you know, we close the street here, and it's kind of an oasis here in the city, because like there's nobody left.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this year's event then, and the lineup, which is now confirmed. Where do you want to start?
I think this year we have like a really good mixture of experimental and pop and rock and everything in between. I think highlight is obviously the surprise collaboration of Skrattar and Páll Óskar. This is something that we've done in the past, that we've got a new act to collaborate with a more legendary act. So this follow that path. But we have old names like Hatari returning, we have Vög, Ulfur, and in between we have like these all new up and coming cool acts like X-Girls and Lupina and sort of like the new hot stuff, Walraptus and others.
So people are really missing out if they're out of town for this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, this Norðurpunk, but we don't look at the other festivals as music festivals.
Yeah.
They're party festivals for like people to, you know, get drunk and sleep in a tent, but this is a music festival.
And that's really at the heart of it. This is about the music.
Yeah, right? for sure. But it is still about getting together, and like I said, we close the street. There is like a market here, art market and clothing market, and we have like we're selling beer outside and food, and so often there is like the most fun is just like outside the venues.
Yeah, yeah. How many years now of this festival? To the nearest decade?
20-something.
Yeah, okay. So it's well established, obviously locals will know about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are, of course, at the height of summer. There will be any number of tourists who happen to be in town.
Yeah.
And if they've got an interest in Icelandic music, then it's a great place for them to come.
Yeah, for sure. And there are a lot of just people that just like hear the noises and come and like, wow, what is happening? And then they buy tickets and I have no idea which act are playing, or never heard a song by any of them, but they still come and love it.
So that's all happening this weekend from Friday?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And you can buy like single day tickets or for the whole weekend. And so you can still go and camp for one night like get tired of it, come back to town because you miss your bed and enjoy the Inupugin.
Yeah, if you realize you do actually quite like toilets and ceilings, that kind of thing. Tickets available from where?
You can buy it at tix.is, but you can also buy it at the door.
Buy at the door as well. Okay, not to be missed this year. All starts on Friday. We'll put a link up to the website. And last year we played out with a piece of music from a band called Ultraflex that were playing at the festival. I'm going to ask you again to pick a piece of music from one of the acts that will be here performing. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to take us?
I'm torn between either X-Girls or Inspector Spacetime. Both are like party, or like, well, Inspector Spacetime is more like party act, X-Girls more like cool electro. If you ask me personally, I have to go for Nietzsche Octane by X-Girls, my favorite song, outstanding song of the past year.
All right, here it is. Stinthor, thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Ruv English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.